Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm VC Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails return of all living hostages to Israel from Hamas captivity under US brokered ceasefire deal. Says India supports President Donald Trump's sincere efforts to bring peace to the region. President Trump calls hostages' release a dawn of the new Middle East during his address at Israel's parliament. President of Mongolia, Kuril Suk Ukna, arrives in New Delhi on a four-day visit to hold talks with Prime Minister Modi tomorrow. Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences awarded to Joel Mocker, Philip Aghion and Peter Howitt for explaining innovation-driven economic growth. Retail inflation eases to eight-year low of 1.54% in September. And in cricket, India 58 runs away to clinch second test and the series against the West Indies. India has welcomed the return of all living hostages to Israel by Palestinian armed group Hamas after over 2 years of captivity in Gaza under the US brokered ceasefire deal. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said their freedom stands as a tribute to the courage of their families, the unwavering peace efforts of US President Donald Trump, and the strong resolve of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He said India supports President Trump's sincere efforts to bring peace to the region. The 20 remaining living hostages in Gaza were returned to Israel earlier today after 2 years of war. The bodies of 28 hostages who are presumed dead are still in the enclave. All 250 Palestinian prisoners and more than 1,700 detainees from Gaza held by Israel without charge since the Hamas-led attacks on 7th of October in 2023 have also been released. Addressing Israel's parliament, the Knesset, in Jerusalem today, US President Trump hailed the return of 20 living hostages under the Gaza peace deal, calling it a dawn of the new Middle East.
After two harrowing years in darkness and captivity, 20 courageous hostages are returning to the glorious embrace of their families, and it is glorious. 28 more precious loved ones are coming home at last to rest in this sacred soil for all of time.
Speaking on this occasion, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called US President Trump the greatest ally of Israel.
Thank you for supporting Operation Rising Lion and for your bold decision to launch Operation Midnight Hammer. Donald Trump is the greatest friend that the state of Israel has ever had in the White House.
From Israel, President Trump has reached Egypt to co-chair the Gaza Peace Summit in Sharm el-Sheikh with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Leaders from more than 20 countries will also join the summit. During his meeting with Egypt counterpart el-Sisi, President Trump said that the second phase of negotiations of the peace deal has started. Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Israel will not attend the Gaza Peace Summit in Egypt. President of Mongolia, Kuril Suk Ukna, arrived in New Delhi today on a four-day visit to India. President Kuril Suk was received by Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol, at the airport. The visiting dignitary also inspected the Guard of Honour. The President of Mongolia is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising cabinet ministers. We have a report.
President Kuril Suk Ukna will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow, and both sides will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations. Several MOUs are expected to be signed after the talks. The Mongolian President will meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow evening. President Murmu will host a banquet in the honour of the visiting dignitary. Diplomatic relations between India and Mongolia were established in 1955. Over the past seven decades, the two countries have developed a close and multifaceted partnership anchored in shared cultural and spiritual links and democratic values. The partnership spans across sectors such as defense and security, parliamentary exchanges, development partnership, energy, mining, information technology, education, healthcare, and cultural cooperation. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on President of Mongolia in New Delhi this evening. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated President Kurel Suk's warm sentiments on advancing the strategic partnership as spiritual neighbours and Global South members. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the talks between Mongolian President and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chart a forward-looking course for the next decade of friendship between the two countries. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Canada, Anita Anand, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi welcomed Ms. Anand and conveyed that her visit would contribute to ongoing efforts to impart new momentum to the India-Canada bilateral partnership. Earlier in the day, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his Canadian counterpart in the national capital. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today met Foreign Minister of Canada Anita Anand in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said the discussions focused on exploring areas of cooperation in the field of energy, technology and food security. Foreign Minister of Afghanistan Amir Khan Muttaqi today said that India should engage with the US for lifting sanctions on the Chabahar port. Speaking at an interactive session with the industry representatives in New Delhi today, he asserted that it is in favour of the optimum utilisation of the strategically located port. He also pitched for more visas to be issued by India for increased trade, medical tourism and people-to-people exchange. The Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences for 2025 has been awarded to Joel Mocha, Philip Aghion and Peter Howitt for their groundbreaking work on explaining innovation-driven economic growth. We have a report.
Dutch-born American-Israeli economic historian Joel Mokyr from Northwestern University in U.S. has played a crucial role in identifying the prerequisites for sustained growth through technological progress. He used historical evidence to understand how societies move from stagnation to self-sustaining economic growth. On the other hand, French economist Philippe Aghion of the Collège de France and Canada-born Peter Howitt of Brown University were honored for developing the influential theory of sustained growth through creative destruction. Their 1992 paper presented a model showing how economic growth occurs through a cycle in which new innovations replace old technologies and products. The Nobel Committee said the trio's research has helped economists and policymakers better understand the roots of economic progress. Shagun Chopra, News Desk.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Country's retail inflation eased to 8-year low of 1.54% in September this year, down from 2.07% recorded in August. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, it is the lowest year-on-year inflation rate after June 2017. The ministry said the decline in headline inflation and food inflation during the month of September is mainly attributed to favorable base effect and to decline in the prices of vegetables, oil, fruits, pulses and cereals. The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will empower different industries of Maharashtra.
Maharashtra is set to gain significantly from the recent GST reforms. Under the new GST structure, the reduction in GST rates across key sectors has made goods more affordable for consumers and improved profits for small producers. Processed sugar, which forms a major part of Maharashtra's agro-economy, now attracts only 5% GST, which was previously taxed at 12%. The decision has directly benefited more than 50 lakh sugarcane farmers. Under the GST 2.0, the tax cut on processed and preserved fish from 12% to 5% is supporting over 2 lakh fishermen and coastal workers of Konkan. The government also reduced the tax to 5% on Kolhapuri chappals and leather goods priced up to 2,500 rupees per pair, while Varli painting and Paithani saris from Yola and Paithan, which earlier attracted 12% GST, are now part of 5% tax slab, helping preserve traditional art forms and secure artisans' livelihood. These reforms focus on bringing higher sales, job preservations, and giving a boost to the state's economy during the festive season and beyond. With Saklen Akhtar and Samarth Rohan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today visited the under-construction Bilimora Bullet Train Station, a key node of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad Bullet Train project in Gujarat. Briefing media, Mr. Vaishnav reiterated that the first section of the high-speed rail network from Bilimora to Surat will be operational by 2027.
बिलीमोरा से सूरत पहला सेक्शन होगा जो 2027 में चालू होगा
बिलीमोरा टू सूरत विल बी द फर्स्ट सेक्शन विच विल बी ऑपरेशनल बाई 2027 दिस सेक्शन इज अबाउट 50 किलोमीटर्स लॉन्ग एंड हियर सिविल कंस्ट्रक्शन वर्क हैज बीन कंप्लीटेड नाउ द वर्क ऑफ ट्रैक लिंक इज अंडर वे एंड अलॉन्ग विद इट ओवरहेड इलेक्ट्रिक वर्क विल बी डन द वर्क ऑफ द स्टेशन इज ऑल्सो गोइंग वेरी वेल इन ऑर्डर टू मैनेज द प्रेशर ऑफ द ट्रेन एट द स्टेशन व्हेन इट गोज एट अ स्पीड ऑफ 320 किलोमीटर अ स्पेशल जापानीज डिजाइन हैज बीन मेड टू प्रोटेक्ट द स्टेशन फ्रॉम एनी डैमेज
स्टेशन को डैमेज न करे उसके लिए एक स्पेशल जापानीज डिजाइन बनाई है
Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that India is set to lead the world in biofuels. Laying foundation stone and dedication to the nation's three national highway projects in Puducherry today, the minister said electric vehicle industry in the country has risen to 22 lakh crore rupees from 14 lakh crore rupees in 2014. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjirappu has inaugurated Fare Se Fursat. This initiative is aimed at providing freedom to passengers from the stress of fluctuating airfares. The scheme has been started by the government-owned regional carrier Alliance Air to promote ease of flying in the country. In West Bengal, Durgapur Court has granted 9-day police custody to two more suspects in the gang rape case involving a medical student. The accused were arrested today. Yesterday, the court had given 10-day police custody to the three other accused. Filing of nomination has begun for the second phase of assembly elections in Bihar with the issuance of notification today. In this phase, 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts will go to polls on the 11th of November. The last date for filing nominations is the 20th of this month. The poll panel also issued notification today for the by-election for 8 assembly seats in 7 states. Meanwhile, political uncertainty continues in Bihar as both NDA and Grand Alliance struggle to finalize seat-sharing arrangements. Within the NDA, although an agreement on seat distribution has been reached, the announcement of candidates remaining pending as Rashtriya Lok Morcha President Upendra Kushwaha is reported to be unhappy with the allocation of seats. The Grand Alliance has also failed to make a formal announcement on seat sharing today. Leaders of the Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD and the Congress are still holding talks to resolve the issue. Amid the ongoing political negotiations, Prashant Kishore's Jan Suraj Party released its second list of 65 candidates. Pakistan has been once again gripped by widespread unrest after Punjab police launched a massive crackdown on supporters of Islamist group Tehreek-e-Labbaik Pakistan TLP in Lahore and Muridke during an anti-Israel march. This triggered violent clashes leading to the death of several demonstrators killed and one police officer. The TLP had started a protest march in Lahore on Friday, planning to reach Islamabad and stage a demonstration outside the U.S. Embassy in support of Gaza and Palestine. TLP has said that many of its supporters have been killed or wounded during the violent clashes, including the group's chief, Saad Rizvi, who remains in critical condition. In cricket, India are just 58 runs away from winning the second test against West Indies in Delhi and clean sweeping the two-match series. Chasing a target of 121 runs, the hosts were 63 for 1 at stumps in their second innings on day 4 at Arun Jaitley Stadium. KL Rahul and Sai Sudarshan were at the crease. Earlier, West Indies were bowled out for 390 runs in their second innings. India had enforced a follow-on on West Indies after dismissing the visitors at 248 runs in their first innings on day 3. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails return of all living hostages to Israel from Hamas captivity under US-brokered ceasefire deal, says India supports President Donald Trump's sincere efforts to bring peace to the region. President Trump calls hostages' release a dawn of the new Middle East during his address at Israel's parliament. President of Mongolia, Kuril Suk Ukna, arrives in New Delhi on a 4-day visit to hold talks with Prime Minister Modi tomorrow. Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences awarded to Joel Macher, Philippe Aguillon and Peter Howitt for explaining innovation-driven economic growth. retail inflation eases to 8-year low of 1.54% in September. And in cricket, India 58 runs away to clinch second test and the series against the West Indies. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.